This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat. Welcome back to another episode of the Courtney for Life podcast. Today, I'm going through common errors with nutrition guesstimating, and I've got four for you. I have been successfully coaching clients on nutrition for over 6 years, and there are a lot of common errors that I see. And it's not that the clients are wrong for these errors, because it's just simply they don't have the awareness. You don't know what you don't know, right? So these four common errors I want to go through when it comes to guesstimating, because again, I see this with my clients and I want to help break that for you so we don't have this problem anymore. And I want to be honest and share that these errors I used to have with my own nutrition as well. I've learned and I have helped clients learn from all of this. And to be completely honest, most of my nutrition tips and tricks and everything that I share, like these are all things that I had to learn the hard way. And a lot of my coaching and a big reason why I do my coaching is because I had to learn a lot of shit the hard way with nutrition and training, and it friggin' sucked. And I wish I had someone like me to help me throughout my journey. Anyways, that was a big side tangent. Back on track. So the guesstimating is usually applied at restaurants or social events because we don't want to bring a food scale around with us everywhere and we want to still have some kind of social life, right? So the four common errors are, and I'll get into these one at a time, one, over and underestimating, two, fudging to make it look spot on, three, not accounting for oils, and four, using difficult or incorrect portion sizes. So like I said, I'm going to unpack these one at a time. So number one, over or underestimating. So when we go out for dinner and we are guesstimating, oftentimes I hear a client say, oh, I likely overestimated. And when it comes to consuming calories, in simple terms, overeating can impact your progress nearly as much as undereating. So if you are overestimating a meal, therefore you would be undereating, and we don't really want that. And if you know that your guesstimate is over and under, then adjust for what you honestly truly believe it is. Because the only way you're going to get good at it, like anything, is if you keep practicing with honesty. So big error, like huge error I see all the time, is not guesstimating correctly or by like over and underestimating. Number two, fudging your macros to make them look spot on. I see clients all the time adjusting their restaurant meal to make it look like they nailed their macros spot on. And I don't think anyone has ever admitted to me, but I know I've done that before too. And if I have, then I guarantee at least a handful of the other 400 women I've coached have done it too. So here's the scenario. You're out for dinner and let's say you order a burger. You save some of your macros to accommodate for this meal, but when your plate arrives, there's a lot more for what you accounted for. So instead of a more accurate, let's say 6 ounces of a beef patty, you keep it as 3 because that's what you accounted for. You don't track the extra fries that you picked at, the condiments or the toppings on the burger, but you make it look like you nailed your macros and therefore you know your coach is going to be happy, right? But guess what? The only person who knows that you're fudging and lying is yourself. And no matter how you track it, your body is going to consume it all anyway. So if you're fudging your macros, you're hurting yourself, you're hindering your own progress, and no one wins from that constant lies. So a little tip, if you are in that situation and the beef patty is a lot bigger and you didn't account for the extra ketchup or whatever it is, you didn't account for all of that, it's better to be honest, one, to yourself, two, to your coach, three, to your progress, and program all of that into your macro log and be aware of it. It's not like at the end of the day, if you fudge your macros, if you make it look spot on or not, the reality is your body's still consuming those calories. So you might as well learn from it and be honest so that you and your coach can progress together. Okay, another side tangent done. Number three, not accounting for oils. Oils, of course, are what makes everything delicious. Everything is cooked in oil. And because it might not necessarily say it on the menu description or you cannot physically see it, you're not accounting for it, right? And how much oil depends on what you're getting. I've learned firsthand that if you ask for no oil, there's still going to be some. Or if you ask for no oil, they cook it with butter instead. I have learned that the hard way multiple times, and my body really doesn't like dairy, so that was like hard lessons to learn for me. But accounting for added oils should be honest though. Not sure? Ask. Cannot ask? Pay attention to what you're ordering. taste it, look at the bottom of the plate. Usually you can see oil marks or even pools of oil. And if that's what dripped off, imagine that there's a lot more in the food that you're eating. Oils aren't bad for you, but you need to be honest and account for them if they are being consumed. And the extra common error I see, or point number four, is using difficult or incorrect portion sizes. Portion sizes are challenging to predict when we don't have a food scale with us, so I always encourage clients to simplify. If you don't know how much 125 grams of cooked white rice is, look at it and see if a one cup serving would be more accurate for a visual size. And this is a random example. I'm not saying indefinitely that one cup equals 125 grams, but a tablespoon is almost always 15 grams. And that's a real tablespoon, not like a peanut butter heaping tablespoon. Simplifying portion sizes to cups and tablespoons can be a lot more accurate for guesstimating. And this isn't something to do every day. This is just when you go to restaurants and you don't have your food scale with you. Oh, and I would never encourage servings as a proper entry, even if it's a restaurant meal that's been verified on My Macros or MyFitnessPal, because there's almost always variables that can really become incorrect. So the thing that says serving sizes, my opinion as a coach, I highly kibosh that. I do not consider that valid at all. So the big takeaway is, just like anything, the more you practice something with honesty, the better you're going to get at it. We have a team of coaches at Courtney for Life who teach these tools and so much more to ensure that you're confident and successful with your nutrition choices. If you do want more info about coaching, you can go to courtneyforlife.com/coaching, read all the stuff, watch the video, and then fill out the inquiry form at the bottom. That's it, strong friends. Chat later. Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.